You're listening to SBS News.
When Greg's son Simon was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, the news came as a shock.
Was diagnosed as a teenager, but nothing can quite prepare you as a parent for the news that your child has a chronic illness.
He says managing his son's insulin levels has since become an intrinsic part of family life, but affording medication hasn't been easy.
Type 1 diabetics, they require two types of insulin, plus other medications around it, plus equipment, plus good food. And as a parent, you're never going to want to choose between, can I afford this particular medication and can I afford something else?
The federal government is introducing legislation to reduce the costs of medicines covered by the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. The PBS lists and provides medicines at government-subsidised prices. Under the new bill, the maximum general co-payment of scripts will go down from $42.50 to $30, with the changes to come into effect on January the 1st. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will make many medicines cheaper for Australians.
We'll be introducing into the Parliament legislation to ensure that measure can take place. By reducing the cost from $42.50 down to $30, this will make a real difference to families who are doing it tough. We recognise the cost of living pressures which are there.
It means a person who takes one medication a month could save up to $150 a year. That could go up to as much as $300 to $450 a year for those on two to three medications. The PM made the announcement at a pharmacy in Canberra, speaking alongside Health Minister Mark Butler.
We know that household budgets are under unprecedented pressure, and the bill that we'll be introducing this morning will ensure that for general patients, the maximum price for medicines will be slashed by almost one third from the 1st of January 2023, from $42.50 down to $30. So for a person filling one script or say two scripts per month, they will save up to $300 per year. For a family that might have three scripts at the top rate, they'll be saving $450 per year. Almost $200 million will be going back into patients' pockets as a result of this measure every single year.
Mr. Butler says millions of Australians will reap the benefits.
We've been told by pharmacist after pharmacist of stories of patients coming to them with multiple scripts and asking for advice about which ones they really need today and which ones they can go without. Often they'll be taking the script that provides them more immediate relief, for example, a pain medication, but going without a script that is important for their longer-term health. And that is just terrible for public health.
The cost reduction was one of Labor's key election promises. The opposition offered a similar policy during its campaign. Liberal frontbencher Simon Birmingham spoke from the corridors of Parliament following the announcement.
This shows that the Albanese government is implementing a coalition policy that was announced during the election campaign, which they matched. So I welcome the fact that they are implementing coalition policy. What we're yet to see from them is any sort of comprehensive plan about their own approach to tackling the cost of living.
National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, Professor Trent Toomey, is welcoming the move.
This is something that's real. This is something that is going to help up to 19 million Australians, not at the end of a financial year when you put in your tax return, but paycheck to paycheck, week to week. And we live in a very lucky country. We live in a very rich country. And Australians shouldn't have to decide which family member they can afford to treat which month or which medication they go without.
Professor Toomey says community chemists have increasingly been hearing from patients who cannot afford their prescribed medications. He says it's the first time in 75 years that the maximum costs of general scripts under the PBS will fall.
So whether it's Greg and his son Simon that have type 1 diabetes or whether it's somebody that's on a blood-thinning medication to prevent them from having a stroke or whether it's somebody who's on the expensive preventer puffer from asthma and is overusing their cheaper reliever puffer, this is something that's going to take a real meaningful first step to returning the principle of universal healthcare to Australia.
Greg says he and son Simon welcome all the support they can get.
The cost of medication, insulin in particular, is non-negotiable. And so any help that can be done to reduce the cost of that is greatly appreciated.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.